As we begin our study in Revelation chapter 18, we've got a scene change, if you will. There's a shift. It is in connection with the material that we've seen in chapter 17. And the first part of chapter 18 is almost like a parenthesis, because while in chapter 17 the angel has been showing John the judgment and the destruction of this great religious body, this apostate world church, while all of these things are obviously yet future, both to John and to us for that matter, you will find that as he describes all of these things and explains everything in, for instance, 18, the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, chapter 18 now is almost like John turns now and is talking to the people who are reading, and yet it's not John. Let's begin. Verse 1. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. That is, his glory shone in such a way as to lighten the whole world. Oh, no, we got quite a light show going on here. You will notice it says now in verse 2, he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Now, with just a cursory glance, you may assume that he is talking about the destruction that's taken place in chapter 17. And yet, that is not the best interpretation because of what follows. You have here a message, if you will, for today. Babylon the Great is fallen. That is, this entity, which is described in chapter 17, is in a fallen state. You will recall that I've mentioned that most, if not all, of the Bible expositors who take the Bible literally will tell you that the great whore of chapter 17 is a great religious body that has apostatized and instead of worshiping God now worships the Antichrist and causes, obviously, all of its adherents and constituencies to worship the Antichrist in obedience to the ministry, and I'll put that in quotes, ministry, of the false prophet, the religious leader that we saw introduced as the second beast in Revelation chapter 13. Now, as we look here, this angel cries out, Babylon the Great is fallen. He didn't say has fallen, is fallen. The spiritual condition of this entity is already not where it needs to be, is become the habitation of devils. That is, it is indwelt by devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. We have here a religious body that is used to the best of the best. Sometimes it is disheartening. It's appalling, actually, to go into some of the third world countries, or what it nominally referred to as third world countries, where Romanism has been in great influence. Look at the level, the economic level of the people, the standard of living, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for. Look at the standard of living for the people. Now, go to the cathedrals, go to the churches, and look at the wealth that has been piled upon these things, the gold, the ivory, the rich tapestries, and on it goes. You look at that, and you wonder, how do you justify something that is supposed to be worshiping God, collecting that kind of wealth while the people are in such abject poverty? Now, let's look. We go back here. You'll note all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The consequences of the alliance with this religious body. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The buying and selling, the expediting of political aims and programs. The merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Now from this right here in verse 4, if nothing else, we get kind of this idea that we are talking about a parenthesis here. This is something that stands apart from the destruction you see in chapter 17. Now we are going to see in chapter 18 later on the destruction of Babylon, the economic empire that it has been built up and controlled by the religious Babylon. Come out of her, my people. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Notice the possessive. Now let me say something. There are those who I am sure would be very quick to jump on my comments and say, oh, Blackwood is against Roman Catholics. He hates Catholics. That's not true. That's not true, my friend. Not at all. Somebody would say, well, do you think the Roman Catholics will be in heaven or not? Well, I think if they're in heaven, it will be in spite of, not because of, their religion. But I will not say that there will not be Roman Catholics in heaven. Notice, however, what the Lord says, and I will designate this voice as being the voice of the Lord. You will note he says, come out of her, my people. My people. Now, we are not talking about something here taking place in the tribulation period. This is a parenthetical statement. This is a parenthetical passage here that we're looking at. It does not stand in the chronological timeline. Okay? Come out of her, my people. This invitation is as though John is giving it to the people in his day. And let's face it, in John's day, the tendencies were already beginning to rise, so that by the third century after Christ, we find Mariolatry, the worship of Mary, becoming the normative form that was supposed to be Christianity. Now watch, come out of her, my people. The people he designates in the personal possessive pronoun here, my people. That ye be not partakers of her sins. Notice he draws a line of distinction between these individuals and this religious body. All right? Now, the scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It does not specify a church. It doesn't specify a certain theological slant. It does specify the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe it is entirely possible for people without any particular religious training to indicate what they ought to do, for them to be exposed to the Word of God and to respond to the Word of God in the sense of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and certainly nominally the Church of Rome today would say that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and He is the Son of God, it is possible, entirely possible, to derive enough of the Word of God from even the approved, the church-approved versions of the Scripture. There's enough Scripture there for an individual to come under conviction of the Holy Spirit and to accept the Lord as their Savior. But without any teaching beyond that, they might still stay with the quote-unquote church that they've always known, and not be involved in the excesses of false doctrine. Now, the encouragement, the command is, come out of her. Dear friend, if you should happen to be listening to me today, and your alliance, your affiliation has been with the Church of Rome, please see what the Lord says. Please understand, this is not an attack upon any individual. This is not an attack. This is not some sort of diatribe or vicious, slanderous, blah, 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 hate speech against Roman Catholics, for it is not. My bone of contention, if you will, if you see it that way, is with the religion itself, not the people duped by it. The Lord says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers. And incidentally, let me throw this out. You who are listening to me today, who know Christ as Savior, may very well have some friends who are Roman Catholics, and you have just assumed, well, you know, they're religious, and that's good enough. Please keep in mind, in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, not by the church, not by the saints, not by Mary, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear him. Don't pay attention to me if you don't want to, but at least listen to the words of the Lord. You will notice, please, that if you as a Christian have neglected to witness to your friends who are of a Roman Catholic background, because you have just assumed, well, because they're religious and they claim to be Christians at that, and they, well, they may believe differently, but, you know, we're all children of God. Now, wait a minute. If you have a friend in that situation, my friend, you have a responsibility to get the Word of God to them. I'm not talking about attacking their church, per se. I'm talking about getting them the Word of God. God will do the work. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. There are people within this organization that need to come out of it. Otherwise, the judgment that falls on the great whore, they will be partakers of as well. You see why I'm saying this is not just to sit back and say, oh, isn't that interesting? There is motivation here, my friend. Now, my time is gone for today. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we continue our study of the book of Revelation. Join me then.